Thank you, choir, and thank you, Cynthia. Krista Tippett, in her new book, Becoming Wise, writes, "We are matter, kindred with ocean and tree and sky. We are flesh and bone. To sink into that is a relief, a homecoming. Mind and spirit are as physical as they are mental," she says. "The line we'd drawn between them was whimsy, born of the limits of our understanding. Emotions and memories from despair to gladness root in our bodies. Bone deep love, heartbreak, the hardened heart of Pharaoh. We've used language like this forever, and now we grasp at its sense. Our brains lay physical pathways and take bodily direction. Our bodies are longing and joy and fear and a lifelong desire to be safe and loved incarnate." This month, we enter into this theme of embodiment, reminded that for most of history, religion was a full body experience, a primary space in common life where we danced and sang and laughed and cried and ritualized the passages of our lives. We kneeled and folded hands and broke bread. Without recorded sermons or Facebook Live, we gathered with one another and made memories and embodied memory. We showed our grief by ripping our clothes and soaked ourselves in cleansing waters that ran through the earth. Religion once was the physical expression of the heart's work. Today, we tease that the Protestant world is filled with the frozen chosen. Some of you are still just hearing that. The frozen chosen. We will not clap. We will not say anything. And while, of course, that's not entirely true, we love our walking labyrinths. We love our meditations. Having been at a congregant's wedding this weekend, I assure you, we love to dance. And if I hear the stories right, this people also loves our karaoke. Still, it can be difficult to enter the body, to ritualize through the body, to give thanks and healthy attention to the spiritual practice of the body. So today, we spend this hour together in intentional meditations that allow us to feel the flesh of the world, our flesh in the world. Matthew Sanford is a yoga instructor who has been paralyzed from the waist down for more than 30 years. Interviewed in Tippett's book, he says, "There's a thing in yoga called pranayama. It's yogic breathing. You breathe in a pose for the spaces that you can't feel. You don't just breathe for the bicep that you can really flex. The places you don't feel are graceful. They're not lost. They're not absent. They are a part of your strength, of your fiber." In a piece of wood, he says, it's not just the grains of wood, it's the empty spaces and spaces between the grains of wood that make it strong. It's both. And so the world gets lighter and easier when you include more of yourself here. As we move through this time today, I invite you to not only breathe into or bring attention to the obvious spaces, but also the spaces we think are absent. They are a part of our strength, part of our fiber, too. So let's begin by simply bringing attention to your body. Simply notice it. take this time to choose how you are positioned. Notice touch and pressure where it makes contact with the seat or floor. Feel the weight of your body. Feel the weight of your body on the chair. And take a few deep breaths. As you take a deep breath, be mindful that you are taking in oxygen, livening the body. And as you exhale, feel your body deeply relaxing. Bring attention to your feet on the floor. Notice the sensation of your feet touching the floor. The weight and pressure, vibration and heat. Notice your legs against the chair. Heaviness, lightness. Notice your back against the chair. Bring attention into your stomach. If it is tense or tight, let it soften. Notice your hands. Are they tense or tight? Allow them to soften. Notice your arms. Let your shoulders be soft. Bring attention to your neck and throat. Let them be soft. Relax your jaw, your face and facial muscles. Then notice your whole body present. Take one more breath. Be aware of your whole body as best you can. This is a Thich Nhat Hanh meditation. You are invited to recite each line with your breath. You may wish to wait for me to say it, then breathe and repeat to yourself. You will find your own rhythm. Inhaling, I breathe in this moment. Exhaling, I breathe out everything that is not of this moment. Inhaling, I am here in my body, in the present. Exhaling, I let go of anything that is not of this moment. Inhaling, I breathe in spaciousness. Exhaling, I breathe out solidity. Inhaling, I breathe in possibility. Exhaling, I breathe out expectation. Inhaling, I breathe in the beginner's mind, the unknown. Exhaling, I breathe out limitations, what I think I know. We tend to focus on our body when things feel off. When we think it has been betrayed. When toxins and worries have moved into sacred spaces. We tend to focus on our body when it doesn't look right, fit right, move right, move as it had. Barbara Brown Taylor writes, "I think it is important to pray naked in front of a full-length mirror sometimes, especially when you are full of loathing for your body. You have gotten glimpses of your body as you have bathed or changed, but so far, maintaining your equilibrium has depended upon staying covered up as much as you can. This can only go on for so long, especially for someone who believes that flesh and blood is sacred, no matter what kind of shape it is in. Whether you are sick or well, lovely or irregular, there comes a time when it is vitally important for your spiritual health to drop your clothes, look in the mirror and say, 'Here I am. This is the body like no other that my life has shaped. I live here. This is my soul's address.'" Let's move into our second meditation. And this one is a blessing of your body. Touching your forehead, I invite you to say to yourself or simply hear these words of blessing. "To my mind, I give thanks. You have helped me hold memory, dream bigger, and correct the sometimes confusing and confused voices in my head. I especially thank it for..." Finish that sentence in silence. Touching your eyes, I invite you to say to yourself or simply hear the words of blessing. "To my eyes, I give thanks. They have helped me perceive life more widely and anew. I especially thank them for..." Touching your ears. "To my ears, I give thanks. They have helped me take in beauty, new ideas, and the wisdom and pain of others. I especially thank them for..." Touching your throat. "To my throat and voice, I give thanks. It has enabled me to speak into existence the me that is truly me. It has helped me bravely speak out, offer soft words of comfort to others, and sing myself back to joy. I especially thank it for..." Touching your heart. "To my heart, I give thanks. It has been broken, allowed itself to mend and was brave enough to trust again. I especially thank it for. Touching your hands. To my hands I give thanks. They have allowed me the gift of good work. They have held others and allowed me to hold on tight to those I needed most. They have also been brave enough to let go. I especially thank them for. And now, touching or thinking of your feet, to my feet I give thanks. They have led me or been with me on adventures. They have allowed me to dance and feel every ounce of my joy. They have made me move forward when my heart wanted to run in fear. I especially thank them for. This morning we have not spun whirling dervishes, though I hope our hearts may feel just a bit more centered in the spinning of this life. Our bodies have been, as they always are, a prayer, a movement in the world that influences and is influencing, this thing that communicates our grief and pushes us into the world with joy. Our bodies are temples of stillness, a thing aching and always moving toward life. Barbara Brown Taylor again says, "No spiritual treasure is to be found apart from the bodily experiences of human life on earth. My life depends on ignoring all touted distinctions between the secular and the sacred, the physical and the spiritual, the body and the soul. Whoever you are human. Wherever you live in this world, which is just waiting for you to notice the holiness in it. Earth is so thick with divine possibility that it is a wonder we can walk anywhere without cracking our shins on altars." In this last meditation, I invite you to fall full force into the altars. Call forth that which you would lay sacred onto an altar. And we will end just as we began today with the children. So if you're able and willing, please rise in body or spirit. And we will do this 6 times. With your arms held out waist high and hands upward, I receive. Arms crossed at the heart, right hand over left, I hold close. First right arm up and then left overhead and outstretched, I let go. And then the hands come together over the heart, I give thanks. You may wish to call to mind a place, a time, a person. I receive. I hold close. I let go. I give thanks. I receive. I hold close. I let go. I give thanks. If you wish, join me in the words. I receive. I hold close. I let go. I give thanks. I receive. I hold close. I let go. I give thanks. Last time in silence. When you are ready, please be seated. The words of Sheila Ska. Your breath began long ago, before there were lungs, and before there were trees. Your breath began in the darkness of gases that hung a long, long sky from your song. Your bones are the bones of your ancestors, and before them, calcium in the seas. Your bones have been shaped in the darkness of wombs, and long before, in matter flung far from your fingertips. Your blood began in the flow of seas, dark and rough. Before your tears, there was rain. And before your blood, veins and springs and storms and the primordial deep, way deeper than your pulse. Your curiosity began as lightning across the sky. Your very nerves and every thought, every signal, the descendants of explosions and cosmic firings. Your insight and movement, ancient energies that acted long before your smiling. You are the very stuff of stars. You are the dust left behind. You are a solar event. You are the keepers of time. Your sisters hold their place and shine the sky above you. And you, no less, have such light inside you to offer the world. Can you see that you are a child of the universe? Will you sing with me, Spirit of Life?